23rd chapter of Leviticus, and we're going to read the scripture there. Amen. Well, the Word of God's good, ain't it? Now, this message we're on, it's a continuation of a message that we thought just be part three, and a continuation on the subject. And we started there about the feast of the tabernacle, where Israel had a feast every year, and they came up and they lived in booths for a week where they feasted, and that was after the crop gathered in and all. And I haven't dealt with the part that they came to eat, to fellowship, to feast, and to have a good time, to do their sacrifice and worship God. See? And we got a thing yesterday in the mail of this Jewish group, and they were talking about our Thanksgiving. And if you'll remember the first service we had on this, and it weren't planned or anything of that nature, but Brother Doug got up and read what Abraham Lincoln, he made the proclamation of ever last Thursday in November being Thanksgiving. Is that right, last Thursday? Okay. Well, see, said Abraham Lincoln, thinking about the feast where Israel, when they gathered in the crops, they had a feast, you know. And the first Thanksgiving, it was their early pilgrims came over. They had a great feast, and that's where we get our pumpkin and turkey, and, you know, they had wild turkey and all that. And that's where it all came from. And it kind of become a tradition, and it was just a different time. But Abraham Lincoln, he made a proclamation it'd be every Thursday of the last Thursday in November. And that's kind of signifying what they did here in Israel. See, they had a feast every year, and they came up and they camped around the tabernacle. And the thing I haven't brought in on the other two messages was that there was feasting. And that's what we come to the house of God for, is feast on the Word, isn't it? And the Bible says, have you tasted that the Lord is gracious? And the Word is as sweet as honey in the honeycomb. And we begin to look at those things. And then the fact that the tabernacle, they camped around the tabernacle in the wilderness there. And then as they came on the land, built the tabernacle, they put inside the tabernacle there the things that would type out Christ, the washbowl, the Holy of Holies, and so on like that. And it just make a beautiful picture. And when we get over in the eternal age, after everything's said and done, the Lord God is a temple. And I tell you, I believe that we're close to that. We're coming into that. And the Bible says that we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're members of the body of Christ. And we've come into that city, New Jerusalem. When we came to God, that's where we came. Praise God, in the Spirit. You know, Doc brought in the other Sunday morning here when he was testifying about the outer man and the inner man. This outer man don't go anywhere, but we bring the outer man to church. But the inner man, you can get caught up in the Spirit and still be sitting right where you're at, can't you? When John was on the Isle of Patmos, he was caught away in the Spirit, but his body didn't go anywhere. See, part of the time he was caught up in heaven, part of the time he was on earth, he was seeing vision, but his body didn't go off the island. So when you come to the house of God, amen, the Bible said we're made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we're the one that makes the heavenly places. That's why we have the right spirit about the thing, don't we? Amen. We come to love God. We come to serve God. We come to learn God's way. And God's blessed us. Amen. I was wanting to read one of the scriptures there about where it talks about feast. They kept the feast of the tabernacle. And then we're going right on with this. And this will be part three. And we won't try to finish up today because we want to get over in the New Testament where Paul brought in, we're the body of Christ. But I just wanted to get the part where we're feasting. And verse 36 says, 7 days ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day there shall be a holy convocation, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. And then getting on down to verse 39, it says, in the 15th day of the seventh month, this is when they get, when ye gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord for 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day. And then it goes ahead, verse 40, and we've read it in the last message, so we won't get it here, about how they gathered palm leaves, brushes and bushes and different leaves and branches, and they made themselves booths, and they lived in booths for 7 days as they feasted and worshiped God and praised God, and they came up every year to do that. Amen. And that was, they gathered around the tabernacle. Now, they couldn't go in the tabernacle. Amen. All of them, because it weren't all that big a place. But they'd gather around and they'd worship and do the sacrifice and feast. And they rejoiced in the Lord. The third chapter of Ezra tells us they rejoiced in the Lord. And they weep before God. And they just had a good time in the Lord. See, that's the thing about people don't want to put forth much emotional much emotions in this thing, do they? Amen. They got emotional about it. They could hear them shouting and praising God far off, the Bible said. Amen. So, I tell you, this is something to get emotional about. This is a new life, a new way. Amen. It's not the old way. Praise God. Now, everybody could come. All Israel came to the booth, and they were outside the temple. But when you come to accepting Jesus Christ, amen, that's an individual thing, isn't it? Remember how we brought in, how the booths were in there, individual, inside. The Bible says by one Spirit, we are all members of the body of Christ, baptized into the body by one Spirit. And we're members one of another. But collectively, we're the bride of Jesus Christ, see? So that's a beautiful, that's real good there. Now, last week I read some here, and then I turned over into the book of Hebrews, and we started there. So I want to go back and pick up again this morning and bring in some of the things here, because we're headed right straight for the eternal age, and it'll be a beautiful picture here. So we want to go, first of all, to Hebrews chapter 7. There's a point I want to get here that I think you're going to like a lot. Hebrews chapter 7, and I want to show you something. In the Old Testament, there was a high priest, and only the high priest could go into the holies of holies. And I know I'm skipping a little bit here, but you can get the tapes on the other two messages where we filled in the blanks on this. But in the book of Hebrews, we find in the seventh chapter, there are several things in the book of Hebrews in the seventh chapter that's real good. And it's something that really blesses to read and to learn. You know, there's one thing in the seventh chapter. For a long time after I began to serve God, I didn't realize, and this is not something I'm going to bring on this message, but since we're in the seventh chapter, I'm going to bring it in. I didn't realize too much whether, I've heard people speak of tithing. I didn't know what it was. Doc's daddy told him, so he knows, and most of you know. But I didn't know exactly why it wasn't. Somebody said it's under the law, somebody said it's under grace, and somebody said we're not to do it now that we're under grace instead of the law. But Abraham did it when he was under grace before the law ever came. In his heart, it just came to Abraham. And he gave unto Melchizedek the tenth of all that God put in his hand. But I was reading this morning here in the book of Hebrews chapter 7. It tells about Abraham. God bless Abraham. He gave a tenth of all. But verse 8 of this seventh chapter says this. It says, here men that die receive tithe, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. Other words, as you do it unto God, see. Man received it here. Somebody said, well, you can't give to God. Well, you give to the work of God, and man received it, but it's as though you're giving to God. God receives it there, see. Amen. He blesses and he meets a need. But what I want you to notice here in the book of Hebrews chapter 7, a very strange verse, you might think, but listen to how it reads here. It's verse 26. Hebrews 7, verse 26. It says, for such an high priest becometh us. Everybody say, becometh us. Such a high priest becometh us. Now, let me tell you, the high priest only, he was the only one could go in the holies of holies. He's the only one was worthy. Nobody else could go, and if anybody else went, it meant instant death. See, I'm talking about the old tabernacle now because I'm bringing it over and getting in Christ. And anybody go in, it was instant death in the Old Testament, but not to go into the holies of holies now is death. For such a high priest becometh us. See? And watch what it says. Who is holy, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. See, that's where you're picked up. In other words, you're part of Him. You're baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. And that's very important. Such a high priest becometh us. And I want to show you here in another place. As we become that become just like that high priest, go into the presence of God. And that's what I'm trying to get us to see here. When we come to the house of God, we come into the presence of God. That's why we're here. We're here to meet with the Lord. We're here to hear the word of the Lord. So let's go to Hebrews here on the 10th chapter. I want to go ahead and finish this thought on we become a high priest. Such a high priest becometh us. Amen. And it's very important because here's why. Nobody don't have to go to God for you. How many say amen? You go yourself. In the Old Testament, the priest had to go. High priest had to go. And then some religions today, they'll want to you go to the priest and confess your sins and so on. They forgive you and all that, but that's nonsense. How many knows it? Amen. You go to God for yourself. God, He made a way. He made the way into the holies of holies. But here in the 10th chapter, notice, hold my thought on such a high priest becometh us, Paul says. And then in the 10th chapter, verse 19, it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. That's the way you can enter in. Amen. It says, by a new and living way, which He consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and being a high priest over the house of God. See, He made a way for us, and He says, having boldness to enter in. Now, there's only one way you can have boldness to enter in. Now, God wants us to be humble. See, He wants us to recognize that we're nothing, He's everything. Amen. But some people, they seem to think they're so unworthy, and you are within yourself. But in Him, see, you're not yourself, you're in Him. When you're baptized into Him, into one body, by one Spirit, amen, you're part of Him, you're a member of His body, and that you can no more sin than He can sin. Hallelujah. And I'm talking about that inner man. The Bible says, he that is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. Amen. That's that inner man. If this old outer man sin and continue to do so, God's got a way to deal with it, hasn't He? Book of Hebrews, He says He chastises us, see? Amen. He brings us right in line with the Word. But I want you to watch. He said there's a new and living way now. Not the old way. Not the old way where you got to bring a calf or a lamb or a heifer and get the priest to kill it in your stead, because God in the Old Testament, He accepted a lamb, and we should die for our sins, but God let a lamb die in the Old Testament. Amen. In the New Testament, the Lamb of God died for us, didn't He? Hallelujah. And the Bible says the veil in that temple was rent from top to bottom. And it said it opened up a new, everybody say new, open up a new and living way, not a dead way. And it says, such a high priest becometh us. How many can believe that now? Can you believe it? Amen. He said, having boldness to enter in, you've got to believe, you've got to know what He did for you at Calvary before you can enter in the presence of God and feel good in the presence of God. Amen. If I had the time this morning, I won't get into it that deep, but one time the king was married a young Jewish lady. Her name was Esther. And Esther, in the king in the Old Testament, you had to have an invitation even while he was on his throne and doing official business. Even his wife just couldn't walk in any old time, any old way, say. Amen. But the only way, if he lifted that scepter, which was a stick that he had in his hand, he had a scepter there. When anyone come in, if he lifted that, they'd be all right. If he didn't lift it, that was certain death for you. Amen. But Esther's people were being persecuted. Amen. And she wanted to go in to see the king. Amen. And she knew that if he didn't lift that scepter, that would be certain death. Amen. But she had boldness to go in because of her position. Oh, I'm telling you, because of our position, we're the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. He became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. And Paul says in the book of Hebrews, you're having boldness to enter in to the holy places through a new and living way. He has lifted that scepter to the bride. Amen. And He said, come unto me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we can go to God, right to God ourselves. And we come to the house of God. That's where we come. We come to Him. Now, two things I want you to notice here. And in the message thus far, the three main points I want you to notice. They came together for a feast. They ate. They feasted. And they rejoiced before the Lord. Amen. And that's what the Feast of the Tabernacle, it's a coming together, it's a calling together of God's people, and God's calling His people together for a rapture in this last day. Amen. Now that's one point, feast. That's why we want you to come to the house of God to feast and enjoy yourself. Not natural food so much. Amen. Billy's been fixing us some natural foods. Amen. That's his booth, you know. But he's not here today, so we won't get that. But we want this spiritual food, don't we? Jesus said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Amen. He said, we're eagles, you know. And he likened us unto eagles. You watch the little eaglet. As the mother eagle come and bring that food, they open that mouth and, amen, she drops the food in. And the Word of God said, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. You come to the house of God to feast on the good things of God. Have you tasted that the Lord is gracious? Amen. So, having boldness, I want to bear on this just a bit here, because a lot of people are too timid when it comes to the things of God. Amen. They're afraid they'll look like they're being too forward. Amen. Well, when it comes to defeating the devil, you want to be forward. Amen. You don't even have to talk good to him. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Is that right? Praise God. Don't warm up to him. Don't make company with him. Don't try to be friends with him. Amen. Say, Satan, I'm a servant of God. Get thee behind me, Slupa. Amen. Well, the Bible says when you get this revelation, when you know what Jesus did for you, you become a high priest. Such a high priest becometh us, see. That's New Testament. Amen. In other words, now what the high priest thing was, he could go in the presence of God and no one else couldn't, see. Amen. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, made a way for you, you can go in the presence of God and don't need someone to go in there and forgive you of your sins and so on. Amen. But he says, here's what you got to do. He said, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that's your part. Amen. You know, the Word of God says there in the book of Thessalonians, talk about the Antichrist and about the old spirit of the evil one. It says, he who led us will now let until he be taken out of the way. Amen. Some people let old Slewfoot do a lot of things. But you got to take a stand for that Word, don't you? Amen. Live, die, sink, or swim. Here's where I'm standing. Glory to God. Like the four leopard men, you know, there in the city of Samaria. There was a famine in the city, and they were surrounded by the enemies on the outside. But there they sat there, and if they sat there, they were going to die. See? But they said, why sit we here until we die? And they come up with a plan. Here's what we'll do. We'll go into the camp of the Philistines. And when they went into the camp of the Philistines, God multiplied their footsteps. And the Philistines thought that the Israel had hired the armies of Egypt against them. And they ran away from the camp and left everything. Because there was starvation in the camp, you know. And one of the prophets said, tomorrow at this time, there's going to be plenty of food for everyone. You know what they did? They locked him up. They said, and they were about to kill him because he said that. Amen. But God is able to bring His Word to pass, isn't He? He's a miracle-working God. We find God in miracle. There was one there. It says, if God be with us, where's His miracle? Brother and sister, I see Him every day all around me. Amen. Now, again, have you got boldness to enter in? You say, well, I ain't done right today. I ain't done right last week, and I don't really think that I ought to go talk to the Lord. That won't work. Amen. You got to have boldness. Amen. He died for you. What's holding you back? From the storehouse of God, where there He opened the storehouse and all the good things are for us. And we come to the Feast of Tabernacle to feast and eat at on Thanksgiving Day. That's one day of the year. That I sin in the outer man because I always eat too much. Amen. That giblet gravy and turkey and cranberry sauce and all those good things. Well, that's what Abraham, he was thinking about this feast when he instituted, and he said, let's let it be every Thursday, the last Thursday of November. Let's have a feast, amen, to celebrate what God has given us throughout the year when the crops are gathered in. Well, I'm telling you, the crops has been gathered in spiritually, hallelujah, through seven church ages. At the first of the feast, the first day of the feast, they had a holy convocation. They had a jubilee. And they count 7 days, but the last day, amen, was one of the greatest days. Hallelujah. He gives us a double portion, see. Amen. Now watch. Now I've got several scriptures here, but I'm feeling a lot when I'm preaching. I feel I need just to stay with this just a little bit. And I haven't brought this in before, so I feel I need to stay with it just a little bit here rather than going on. The 2 points here. He made us a high priest. See? Amen. We're made a high priest. Such a high priest becometh us. Now, how many here believe us that? Such a high priest becometh us. In other words, why he's saying you can go in the presence of God. See? Amen. Nobody don't have to go for you. You can go. Amen. In old days, only the high priest could go. But he said, such a high priest becometh us. He said, having boldness. Now, boldness is not being too timid. Amen. How many knows it? Amen. You go on anyway. You know you can do it. You know you got an invitation. You know the Lord says, You know the Lord says, come into the holies of holies. You know the Lord says, come on. Amen. So having boldness to enter in the holy by a new and living way that He concentrated for us through the veil, that is through His flesh. Amen. I don't know, I may deal with that a little more on the other messages coming up, but I certainly feel that there's something that we need to realize and need to see. Glory to God that these things of God, they're beautiful, they're wonderful. And we'll start, as we start in the Word of God here, the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we're talking about the Lord, He's that one, He's that tabernacle, He's that tent. He spread His tent, the veil, that's His flesh, see? Amen. So here in the 8th chapter, I want to just get a few scriptures. We'll start verse 1 here. It says, now of the things which we've spoken, Paul's telling how the law fit and which way it went, we have such a high priest who is set at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high, a minister of the sanctuary, of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. Amen. Now see, this thing has come out of the natural now, like it was in the Old Testament, it was a natural tent. Now it's a spiritual tabernacle. Praise God. The Bible says you are the church of the living God. How many knows it? We call this building a church because here's where the church meets. But it could be under an oak tree. It could be under a tent. It could be where you're the church, see? Hallelujah. Amen. And since you're the church, amen, then you come into that true tabernacle. Amen. Now notice that as we read that again so that you'll be sure. A minister of the sanctuary, and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is necessary that this man have somewhat to offer also. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. See, that's the way the old Jewish thing, but God's opened up a new way that it's for us Gentiles. We have, who serve unto examples. See, they were just an example. They were just something that's happening in the natural. Show you what the Lord was going to do in the Spirit. Where it says, who serve unto examples and a shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount. That's when Moses went up on the mount, everything was showed. He had to make everything just exactly because it typed out what Christ did for us. Praise God. All right. And then we go on. We got last Sunday, we stopped there on the chapter 9, verse 8, where there was a worldly sanctuary. And it goes to tell how all of it works in there, what was in there. And it was a shadow of this. It says, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not made manifest while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. Now I want you to notice that. What they did there was only showing what Christ was going to do when He came to kill the lamb. The priests offered the lamb, they offered the blood, and they ate the lamb. Now I want you to notice two things here that's important. When it was instituted, the Passover, where they were coming out of Egypt, there was two things, and this is important. They put the blood on the doorpost, see? How many know it? With the song that we sang, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. See, they put the blood on the doorpost, and when that death angel came through and he saw the blood, you were spared. But then another thing, they ate the lamb, see? It's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to eat the Word of God. Can you say amen? It's another thing to study the Word of God. It's another thing to do what God's Word says. And sometimes over in the book of Psalms there, it talks about some people, they want things from God, and sometimes God will give you a request, but the Bible says He gave them their request, but He sent leanness to their soul. We want God's way, don't we? Amen. We don't want to come and say, I want it this way and I want it that way. We want to come in this last day and say, Lord, we want it just like You're giving it. Amen. So the two things about the blood of the Lamb. The blood kept the wrath of God off, but they ate the Lamb for strength. Amen. And if you eat this Word of God, it will strengthen you. Hallelujah. It'll make you perfect. Glory to God. And it'll help you get through this world. So a lot of people, they get saved. Peter talked about those that have forgotten that they were purged from their old sin. In other words, some people come get right with God. I was talking to a lady just recently, and she was talking about her husband, that he had, he kind of lost his way, you know. Said Benny got saved when he was just a little boy, but says he lost his way. Well, the Bible talks about those that have forgotten they were purged from their old sin. But Jesus said He concentrated unto us a living way. This salvation is an everyday thing. It ain't something if you get saved and going about your own way. Amen. There'll be some saved, but as by fire, see? Amen. God wants us to be His servant. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to communicate with Him. He wants us to eat at His table. He wants us to come to His feast. Amen. And He wants us to rejoice before Him as we're part of Him. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost does signifying that while the first tabernacle was yet standing, we couldn't have this. Verse 9 says, which was a figure for the time then present. Now, notice that was a figure of the time then present. And I want to show you how all back there, all that, it brings us into Christ. Amen. And this is a living way. Amen. It was a figure of the things then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. Which stood only, notice that, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of restitution, a reformation. Now I want you to notice that. Amen. Those were types and shadows, and no one ever, until Jesus came and died for our sins, amen, those that died, they couldn't go into paradise. That's why Matthew's 27th chapter, when Jesus rose from the dead, many of the old saints that died in the Old Testament, they rose from the dead and went into glory. Hallelujah. They weren't in torment, but they couldn't go there till the blood of the Lamb was shed. Amen. There they are rejoicing in the Lord. And if I happen to go before I finish this sermon here, before my heart quit beating good, I'm in the presence of God, in my new body. Hallelujah. In that theotomy. Praise God, because the way's paid. Now, I want to get another verse here. It says, but Christ being come in high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is to say, not this building, neither by the blood of bulls and goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for it. Now notice that He obtained eternal redemption. You cannot be saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. How many knows it? One time you're ever saved, that's forever. Amen. But now when it comes to living right and doing what's right, that's when you're building. And He says, build up on this foundation. He said, some build on with straw, some stable, some wood, but said some build with precious stones and gold and silver. That's why we come to the house of God. That's why we serve God. That's why we do what's right. That's why we do everything we know to do to please Him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we've come into that city of God. Now I'm going to save some of this for next sermon, but I'm going to get over in the 12th chapter here because there's something very important I want to get on this message. Amen. I know time's swiftly getting gone here. Now, in the 12th, it's the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Amen. We finish these messages. It's already going in book form. It's already in the process now of doing it. And a lot of times repetitious things will be left out. But this is going to be something that will help God's people. I'm in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. And I'm on verse 18. He's telling about when Moses up on Mount Sinai, what happened, the fearful sight. It says, "For you're not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, unto blackness and darkness and tempest." That's the way it was to come to God without Christ. You don't want to go there. Oh, you don't want to cross old dark, chilly Jordan without Him. Amen. Is that right? He said, "You've not come to darkness and tempest and all that. You haven't come to that, but I want to show you what you've come to in Christ." It says, "For here Moses on the mountain, it says, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that those words should not be spoken to them anymore, scared them to death. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it should be stoned or thrust through. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake." That's coming to God without Christ. Amen. Amen. But aren't you glad He came? Aren't you glad He came? Now watch what Paul said, "We came to." He said, "You ain't come to that like Old Testament. Now Christ has come." And you'll go on down to verse 22. It says, "But you are come unto Mount Zion, under the holy, under the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable host of angels." Ooh, I feel good in the presence of these angels. See, having boldness to enter in. A lot of people, they don't want to be in heavenly places. Amen. But that's where God wants us to enter into heavenly places. And Paul said, "You're made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." When you come to Christ, when you come into this, amen, the feast of the tabernacle, when you come to feast with Him, come to the Jesus Christ at that tabernacle, amen, praise God. He said, "You've come to heavenly Jerusalem. You've came to an innumerable host of angels." And did you know the Bible says the angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear God? Amen. I've saw angels of God. Amen. I've saw my theophany. One day I was preaching here. Amen. I was highly anointed of the Holy Ghost. And I got over here. I was over here preaching away like this. And I looked and there stood my spiritual body right here behind the pulpit. Amen. I'd raise my hand and raise his hand. Amen. I tell you, we get in heavenly places. See, some people say, "Well, I don't believe that." You know why? It's your old stinking carnal mind. If you get a spiritual mind, you can believe in heavenly things. Amen. Is that right? If you realize when you come to the house of God, you come to the presence of God. Amen. Some people may come to church, see, show what color dress they got on. Some might come show what nice suit they got on or something like that. Amen. But if you come to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Amen. Don't worry about it. Glory to God. Amen. You're coming in the presence of the Lord, see. Now watch the next verse here, it says. He said, "You come into an innumerable host of angels." He said, "To the general assembly, to the church of the firstborn." And that's the only church God knows about. Somebody said, "Well, I belong to Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, all kind of churches. And I think there's about 900 and something different brands of it." Amen. But there's one brand, church of the firstborn. Amen. You can't join it. You got to be born into it. How many knows that? Amen. You got to be born into it. Glory to God. Amen. I know every church has its own name, all that. and so on like that. But I'll tell you what, I ain't never see the church, don't think, says the church of the firstborn. Amen. But that's what we come to when we come here. It's the church of the firstborn. It's not this old stinking building. Amen. It's in Christ Jesus we come into that tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, because He's given us boldness to enter in, and there's an innumerable host of angels there. Amen. That's the church of the firstborn. It says, which are written in heaven. Amen. Somebody says, how do you join your church? This man in Dawsonville came over. He said, I might want to join your church. How do you join your church? Amen. I tell you, there ain't but one way to get in this church, and I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about Christ Jesus. You're born into it. You got to be born in this. You don't join in it. You're born in it. And you can't be born in unless you were with Him before the world was. Amen. Your name on the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. You're part of Him, see. The church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. I want to show you something, friend. You come to everything that God has, the spirit of just men made perfect. Amen. You come to the Spirit. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they think that it's a long way from here to where the saints of God are at. Not far. Amen. Dimensionally, it may be, but we're real close. Amen. I know a man of God, Brother William Brown, had a vision. Amen. God said, would you like to see what's beyond the curtain of time? He said, yes. And the Lord picked him up and showed him there he was with all the saints that have departed. Amen. Rejoicing in the Lord. And he looked back and he saw his body laying right there on the bed. Amen. It's another dimension. See, you don't see those angels, do you? But they're here. You've come to a heavenly host of angels. You've come to the church of firstborn. You've came to Jesus. You've come to God, the judge of all. And you've come to the spirit of just men made perfect. We're in the economy of God. We're part of a new family. This is a new, it's a living way. It's not a way that you can join. Amen. You get born into it and begin to walk with Him. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. I feel that wheel in the middle of the wheel. Somebody say, you can't feel it. Yeah, you come too late to tell me about that. Amen. Because at that feast, they rejoiced, they shouted, and they cried, and they could hear them afar off. I tell you, if you can't feel this, I tell you, if you can't feel it, amen, can't feel this fire, amen, your wood's wet. Amen. Is that right? Your wood's wet if you can't feel this. Amen. God will set you on fire, see. Glory to God. Now, there's a little bit more I'm going to get on this here. And then we're, not this service, but we're getting over where John saw that city coming down. Amen. He saw a street of gold just as clear as glass. The walls of that city was like pearl, just as clear as glass. Everything just as clear as glass. If there's something between us and you, a clear glass, the only way I can tell it's there, light reflected off of it. Amen. The Bible says we're children of light. Hallelujah. In Christ there's no darkness. Hallelujah. So it's just as clear. It's the Spirit of God coming down upon His people to anoint them, to bless them, to make them all that they, to bring forth all that they are. Amen. Sometimes we're something and then we just can't bring it all forth anymore. Amen. God might, you might can sing. Joanne, you see, you ain't bringing forth what God gives you. You can sing now. Amen. Somebody says, well, I can't sing good. Well, there was a man over, it's a long time back. I was reading about him. He couldn't, I'm not, maybe I wouldn't say this at this point since it's a Joanne about singing. But the man he was talking, he says, somebody come up after the man sung and said, well, you can't sing, you can't carry a tune in the bucket. That man looked at him and said, well, you know what? Says, God likes to hear the crow just as good as He does the dove. Amen. Make the noise, you know. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you're singing to God, Amen. The angels hear it. God hear it. Jesus hear it. The saints that's departed. Probably it says we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Those that have gone on are looking over the wall and saying, come on, you can make it. Come on, you can make it. Amen. I tell you, there's a great cloud of witnesses watching. It's those departed souls that's gone on. Amen. Saying, come on, Ben. Don't let a little trial get you down. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't let a little hard spot get you down. Believe God. All things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Now notice it says we came to a general assembly. We came to the church of firstborn. We came to an innumerable host of angels. That's when you came to God. How many saw an innumerable host of angels when you came to God? I didn't see a one. But I came to it anyway. Amen. How many believe? Let's see if we're believers this morning. How many believe that we're sitting together in heavenly places? Amen. That's what Paul said. We're sitting together in heavenly places. And I'm not talking about your stinking carcass. Amen. Come on now. I'm not talking about the outer man. Amen. I'm talking about that spirit in you. I'm talking about that inner man. I'm talking about that soul that can't be lost, that's in contact with God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God has given us a message going around the world. Over about 1,000 tapes there. When we finish this project that we're on now, we'll have over 6,000 tapes made there. Amen. Won't last long. They're going out. Amen. You see what God's doing? And guess what? He pays every bill. We don't have to say, will you give so-and-so? Will you help me out a little? I'm in a tight. No, when I get in a tight, I'm going to quit. Amen. God told me if I would do my job, He would do His. My job is to do His work. Amen. And I work about 8 hours a day. Barbara does too. Amen. And God's doing His. My job is to get it out. God's job is to furnish the finances, do it. And when He gets ready for it to quit, and He quit furnishing the finances to do it, amen. Well, I'm going to lay down this old sword and steel down by the riverside. Amen. I've been in this old battle a long time. Amen. There's a lot of rough spots and a lot of things. Amen. But it's only served to make me love Him more. And be more determined. Let me get this verse 14. When we come to that, He says, here's what else you come to. But you come to Mount Zion, the whole city of the living God. It says, verse 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant. And the blood of sprinkling, which speaketh better things than that of Abel. It points right back to where the lamb was killed. Abel, I want to show you this. You come to Jesus. Somebody said, I want to know how to come to Jesus. I'd like to talk to Jesus. Well, let me tell you something. Amen. A lot of people make it so complicated. He understands your language. Amen. Somebody asked me here a while back. Yeah, I know it. Somebody asked me here a while back, said, how much education you got? I said, I don't know. I'm still going to school. Amen. I started off in a one-room building. We were all in the same room, had one teacher from one grade to 12 over here towards the Yellow Creek area, back to side. Amen. One teacher, and if it was rain, bad weather, the teacher wouldn't even come. Amen. We'd go there and we'd about tear the place apart, and the teacher would have to... Amen. Get on. But she taught us some. Amen. Her main thing was reading, writing, and arithmetic. Three R, you know. But I would ask some questions sometimes. Amen. And I just kept right on with my education. God called me to preach. I've been studying all these years. I don't know what grade I'm in. Amen. I guess I've done passed all them grades. I got a DD, a devil disturber. Amen. I was down preaching in Brother Hammond's church several years ago, and there was a man there from, he was from over the head of the University, Agriculture Department of the University of Georgia. And I was preaching there, and I was telling about how some people try to hybrid this salvation. They try to mix what they believe with the Word. Somebody says, I believe it like this. Honey, you ain't got no belief coming, is what the Word said. Can you say amen? Amen. But when I begin to explain how to hybrid certain corn, cut the tassels off one, and let the pollen blow from this other hybrid, and he was sitting there with his notebook. He was taking notes. Right there, him and his wife up close to the front, well-dressed man. I thought, oh, that's some doctor of divinity, a theologian. He's getting something to jump me now. Amen. But when he come, got through preaching, he come and said, preacher, I want to shake hands with you. Said, I am the head of the agriculture department at the University of Georgia. And said, next week, that's the very thing we're going to be dealing with. And I didn't know how to approach it. He said, now I can't wait to get that. I tell you, God is able, ain't He? God will make a way. Praise God. So God, it's a simple thing that God's interested in. Amen. How many knows it? Now this tabernacle, when you come, see, how many see you've come to New Jerusalem? How many sees it? You've come into that. You've come to where the spirits of just men are made perfect. Amen. That is if you came in the Spirit, if you let the Spirit of God lead you. And the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ. Now you can't think on garbage and have the mind of Christ. How many knows it? You got to think on. The Bible says, if there be any good thing, if there be any bowels of mercy, if there be any kindness, if there be any, He said, think on these things. Don't think on how you're going to beat your neighbor out of something, or how you're going to make your next dollar or something. We got to make dollars, and you got to do thinking there. But let your first priority be think on the Lord. Let that be the first thing you think of in the morning. Amen. How many see what Jesus did for you? First, now in this message today, one of the things I wanted to get here is such a high priest becometh us. How many sees that now? Such a high priest becometh us, and He gives us boldness to enter into the holies of holies. You do that yourself. Amen. Nobody has to do it for you. And then when you do that, you come into the place where the angels are. You come into a heavenly place. You come into all these things. Praise God. And then we get over there where Paul talked about the church, what we're coming in to baptize into the body. He said, I laid the foundation. Let every man take heed how he builds. And I'm not worried about the foundation, Brother Larry. You know why? The foundation of this church, Paul said, I, as a master builder, laid the foundation. Paul laid it right. And what we preach got to match up perfectly with what Paul preached in order to fit on that foundation that he laid. How many will say amen? Paul can't preach one thing, we preach another. So, amen. All right, I'm going to close this out here. But I'm headed towards you, and I read one of the scriptures last week to kind of key you in on where we were going. Over there in that new city, there's no temple there. How many remember who the temple was? The Lord God and the Lamb is the temple thereof. Amen. See that old tabernacle there? Numbers chapter 2, where it showed how Israel camped around that tabernacle and how all these... It was only pointing to Jesus and what He would do for us. Amen. Now do you love Him with all your heart? Amen. I got to stop off here and leave some of it, but we'll get to it next week. Amen. Amen. Do you love the Lord now?